Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Parts of Florida remain underwater days after Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis calls some destruction biblical. In the meantime, there is controversy over local evacuation orders that some say came too late. For more on the ground, we are joined by NPR's Quill Lawrence. He is near the marina at Port Sanibel, one of the hardest hit spots. Quill, hello.
Hey, good morning.
You have been speaking to people along the hardest hit parts of the Gulf Coast. What have they told you?
Well, there are just so many different kinds of living down here. We're near a marina where people have been shuttling off beautiful Sanibel Island. Many people there had second homes or vacation homes. There were a lot of year-round residents as well. Almost all of them have now been evacuated. Some of them left mm-hmm. when they heard evacuation orders. Others stayed on. They're still doing search and rescue, and maybe some people will be starting to go back doing home inspections to look at the damage, but they're also probably going to be finding folks who were lost in the storm still, people who are missing. Mm. But right nearby there, you have an entirely different style of life. There are many mobile home parks that have been completely destroyed by this. Trailer parks, homes, RVs. We spoke there with Chuck Garnes, who's a Vietnam vet who came down here from Ohio.
We've lost everything over there, so I don't actually have anything to go over there to. It's gone, man, you know.
Wow, gone. And I mean, many of us have seen this aerial footage of before and after. Indeed, entire structures just disappeared from the scene. Quill, how is aid getting to the people right now?
Well, there's been a huge mobilization of utility workers. The government here has been saying that they're going to try and deliver 100% power within just over a week. At the moment, though, there are hundreds of thousands without power. Most people in these counties right along the coast are on a boil water order. There are plenty of shelter beds we've seen, and people do seem to be moving out of the disaster zone if they can, living with relatives, moving in with relatives, or staying in shelters.
Quill, previously you were reporting from about 50 miles inland, where Florida's floodwaters still surrounded people and still trapped them. Tell us more about that scene.
Yeah, inland is a second sort of disaster. We were in the town of Arcadia, where a day after the storm hit, the 20 inches of rain that was falling all along the storm's path at a very slow rate caused the rivers to swell, and the Peace River, as well as another one called Horse Creek, actually swelled up and created islands in the middle of what are normally commuter routes to Sarasota. We were going over these in airboats and watching these rivers rush through a Sunoco station, going past road signs to Sarasota. There were people trapped on these islands who were getting food and water from the National Guard, and sick and injured were being ferried out.
Wow. And any idea when the water?
We've heard now that the water has receded about 5 feet from that level. But we spoke yesterday when we were there with Ana Aguilar, who she works cleaning houses on Arcadia. Only she couldn't get to her job because of the water that had made her home into an island. She's saying that she doesn't know when the river is going to go down. Her husband works on a ranch there, a vegetable farm, and she said he was at least going to have plenty of work cleaning up all the downed trees. And we did see a lot of evidence of destroyed agriculture, citrus trees with grapefruit and oranges all over the ground.
Yeah. Wow. That's NPR's Quill Lawrence joining us from near the marina at Port Sanibel. Quill, thanks for your reporting, and stay safe.
Thank you.